Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Iran, the protests against the regime going on for weeks, and now from the BBC, a tragedy. The young man's name is Majid Reza Ranavard. BBC writes, Iran carries out second execution over protests. Iran says it has publicly hanged a 23-year-old in what is the second execution linked to the recent protests. Majid Reza Ranavard, 23, was hanged on Monday within these hours in the city of Mashhad. A court convicted him of, quote, enmity against God, unquote, after finding he had stabbed to death two members of the paramilitary Basij. Ranavard, writes the BBC, was hanged 23 days after his arrest. None of these facts are established, and I go to my colleague Ahmad Obali of Gunaz TV, who's just returned from the region, to help me understand what the regime hopes to achieve by this level of cruelty and sadism, to trump up a charge against the young man, enmity against God, and then deliberately execute him and tell everybody about it. Ahmad, my understanding of these hangings is they're meant to intimidate people. Do they work? Are the protests in some fashion lessening over these last days, or do they continue the way they have been for weeks? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Mr. Batchelor. As you mentioned, this happened in the city of Mashhad, which is that corner of Iran by Afghan-Turkmen border. It is a large city. It has seen large demonstrations, protests in the past few weeks. But the young man, the 23-year-old Majid Reza, that was hung, was actually apparently not guilty of anything because no evidence was shown in the court, and he was probably beaten to accept the charges, hoping that he would be free to go. So I think that, you know, imagine after 23 days being hung, it shows you that no proper court system works. So it is an intimidation tactic. It was an intimidation tactic in the beginning of the revolution after 1979-80. It worked for a little bit, but then it lost the purpose. It did go away for better part of the 42 years old of the governments in power, but it is coming back again for kind of intimidating all the protesters away from the streets.
It's been 2 weeks since we reported. Have the protests changed in any way as the weather changes, or are they still the same excited daily experience?
No, it is still ongoing, although it does have ups and downs. As we anticipated in the beginning of these demonstrations, we are now almost 3 months continuous. We've seen continuous protests throughout the country, and it is amazing that it's still going on. I would have thought that it would have stopped after maybe a month and a half, but this is month number three, almost finished. So it's amazingly strong.
They have spread to 161 cities, reports the BBC, all 31 provinces. And it is a direct challenge to the regime. All right, they're called riots by the regime. Are the Basij acting any differently than they did before? Are they being more brutal? Are they opening fire more frequently?
Yes, it is, and they are being more brutal. They're actually shooting, especially on girls, they're shooting at their faces and the lower part of their body, including the, just around around their belt, so they cannot perhaps have children in the future, or damage is done so much that they cannot even get married or something. But they're brutal.
And the protesters were dominantly young in the early weeks. Has the bazaar joined the protest? Because that is the most significant part of the economy.
Yes, it does still act as significant part of the economy, and the bazaar has been closed a few times in the past few weeks. So they have joined, not continuously, but they did have at least on one occasion they had 3 days in a row in some cities that they were closed down. So they are part of the protests as well.
We go to your trip. You traveled to Azerbaijan, to Baku, the capital of Azerbaijan. You met with Iranians in exile, and then you went to the border, to the city of Kurchafarin.
Kudafarin.
What did you see there?
Well, Kudafarin is actually a bridge that was, the northern part was occupied for 28 years with Armenian forces with the help of Iran and Russia. It is a significant monument, an older bridge that basically connects North and South Azerbaijan to each other. It was around that bridge that Iranian army members entered Azerbaijan to help Armenians against Azerbaijani military. So I visited that part because I could just stand on the northern bank of Aras River and see my home region where I grew up on the other side of the border, just about maybe 5-6 meters away. So it was amazing experience that I had. And it is, as I said, significant because it connects the two parts of the Azerbaijan to each other.
Is the bridge still open, Akhmat?
No, bridge is closed. It's an older bridge. It is closed. It's been closed for at least good part of the last 100 years because of Soviet Union in the beginning, and then Armenian forces occupied that part, and of course it was recently liberated, but it is deoccupied on the northern part, and only occupation is people live in the southern part, but the bridge is a border bridge, right. So it is closed.
What did you learn from the exiles in Baku?
Well, what I've learned is people are getting excited and hopeful and that the regime is going to go sooner rather than late. One person was telling me that he thought that people were hopeless, let's say 4 or 5 months ago, thinking that the JCPOA will be signed, America will come in to aid the Iranian government again. This regime is going to stick around for a long time, maybe decade, more than that, maybe. But now people think that, with the demonstrations taking place every day, the regime is going to go away, especially with Europeans and United States and Canada, Western countries, united against Iranian activities after Iran helped Russia in Ukraine. So people are more hopeful, especially, again, one more item. Iran is really intimidating the Republic of Azerbaijan, and Azerbaijanis in the south are getting upset on this issue as well. So Iran has to back down, which is not going to, because if we take the past experience into account. So therefore, Iran is having a problem with every single neighbors that it has, including Turkey, Azerbaijan, with the exception of Armenia, I would say, even in Iraq, Iran is having problems.
Akhmat Abaly, the broadcaster for Gunaz TV, he broadcasts to Iran every day, weekdays, from North America. But he's just returned from his trip to Baku and from the border between Azerbaijan and Iran. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Mack.
FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.